everyone, and welcome to episode 4 of Oasis Wellness Lab. We are in the week of Christmas, actually. I can't believe we are here in the holidays, which means we only have one more week left in 2017. So I wanted to get like a couple of episodes out before the new year. I am actually on vacation now. I'm not doing anything. So I pre-recorded all of these things prior to Christmas. So I hope you guys are enjoying your holiday with your families or with your loved ones. And I hope you guys start to prepare for the new year. In episode 4, I want to talk about basically forgiving yourself for, you know, maybe you've complained about life this year, maybe you feel guilty about some of the decisions you've made. But this episode is basically about forgiving yourself for the decisions that you made, whether they are really bad decisions that had a pretty big impact on your life, or just making bad decisions in business or what have you. And if those decisions made you feel, you know, guilty in any type of way, or if they made you feel, just in general, gave you negative energy, you have to forgive yourself for those things. Like, we all make bad decisions and we have to just move forward in life. I want to basically share my personal journey through 2017. It's been quite interesting, to say the least. And another reason why I'm doing this episode is because I know how it feels. So I felt really guilty, really stupid about some decisions that I made this year. And I want to forgive myself for those things. I don't want to carry into the new year. And so I invite you to do the same thing. So in my personal struggle, in all aspects, we're going to talk about first love. And so I was dating someone that I thought, you know, as all of us, men and women, we date people initially, everything is all good, and then one day it takes 360. I guess that's just what comes with dating when you're not in a committed relationship and you're trying to see if you want to get to that next level. And you kind of do like this, I always call it like the fake part of it, because you always date the representative. The first few months of getting to know someone. But so it didn't work out. I had someone I had already known for a while. Didn't work out. It had a devastating effect on me. And I always felt bad for making a decision of dating the person in the first place, because prior to that, my intuition had said otherwise. So that's another thing. Listen to your gut. And so I always felt guilty for going against my intuition. I felt bad for that. So that's the thing that I'm forgiving myself for in December, which I've already actually completed that process back in November, to be honest with you. So when you have struggles in love and relationship, sometimes it leaves you feeling like you're not good enough for love. You have the feeling of rejection. You have the feeling of, you know, is this ever going to happen for me? You know, whatever it is. But I think the main thing with anything, with any struggle that you have, is accepting that it is what it is. And it's not you. It will happen. And that you have to be more optimistic about the future. And you have to just get back out there. So that was the thing that I felt the most guilty for. I was like, you know, I shouldn't have gone once again against my intuition. In another aspect of my life is career. And so I've been on the same job for like 5 years, never been promoted, always been overlooked for promotions. If you're a minority working in corporate America, you know what I'm talking about. Like, it can be quite frustrating to work, you know, develop all of these processes, develop all of these, you know, ideas that are effective in your department, but yet you don't move up. And also in my position, I've been there 5 years and I've had 4 different directors. So it's always this thing of starting over to prove yourself to the new person. And that's also frustrating. So here I am in the 5th year. I am now, of course, looking for new employment, which would be in the new year. Gained a lot of skills, But that is also difficult because if you don't have the title to go with those skills to put on your resume, it can be quite difficult to, you know, obtain a level of management in the next position that you look for. Yeah, so that's another thing. And then again, it comes to you as, am I good enough? Am I good enough? Am I good enough? Why am I being overlooked? Sometimes you already know the reason why. And so that's another thing that hits your self-esteem, right? And so I've always felt guilty of staying longer than I should have. Again, going against my intuition, I should have, you know, left maybe like 2 years ago. I was deciding to, you know, maybe I should just leave. Maybe I should just look for something else because I saw that already in 3 years I hadn't moved up anywhere, but I stayed anyway. So I've always, you know, been hard on myself for staying longer than I have. So that's something else that I forgave myself for this year. And the last thing is I'm also an entrepreneur. So I have been a fashion designer for quite some time now, but as far as having a business, the last, I would say about 5-6 years, I've been trying to get that venture off the ground. And I have. I've been in stores, I've done a lot of shows, I've done a lot of things, but also those things fell through. And so that took a hard hit on me. And I've always been hard on myself about, I should have done this, I should have done this different, this. Guilty about finances, you know, using finances to back the venture. And also this year, I finally just accepted everything and just forgave myself for making those decisions because they weren't bad decisions. Because I think every entrepreneur has to go through some type of trial and error to see what works, what doesn't work. And with that, sometimes, unfortunately, your finances get hit because of that. And so I had to forgive myself for those decisions that I made as well. And going into the new year, I have new opportunities. Even this year, I've came up with ways to kind of, you know, run my business in a more creative, out of the box way. And so that's been working, I have to say, by the last quarter of this year. So next year is when I'll really see, you know, what's what. I also have a magazine called Estelle Magazine that I did for a year, which was really good. A year in 2016, carried over a little bit into 2017. And so it did really well. It got across seas, you know, in London, it was in Toronto, digital magazine. Also sometimes some issues were in print. And so next year I'm relaunching it, with a better business plan, with a better marketing strategy and better quality in printing. And so this year I've taken the time to kind of step back and take inventory of what I felt guilty about, why I felt guilty about all of these decisions, and just basically go through a process of accepting it and forgiving myself for it. And so I can truly say going into 2018 that all of this stuff will be left behind me, right? And I'll be ready to start fresh, new processes, new plans. But with the same ventures, with the same mindset on love, maybe not the same mindset, more optimistic, I'll say, in love, in career, in money. And so applying to everyday life, I just want to say there are things around us, I guess, kind of fuel making you feeling more guilty about the decisions you make, making you feel more unaccomplished about your life. The biggest thing I would say for me, I don't know about you, but for me, is social media. So the gift and curse of social media. Social media is good to promote things. It's great to promote things. You can promote your business. I've gotten a lot of clients through social media. But social media is also a curse in that you will compare yourself. It's like subconsciously, you know, you'll compare yourself like, oh, that person's business is doing much better than mine, is flourishing. These people, you know, they're in love. This one is getting married, kids, and all of these other things. And it makes you look at your life and say, What am I doing wrong? What can I do better? You know? And so that's when the gift of learning to accept your journey, where you are, the season that you're in, comes into play. Everyone's journey is different. Some people have been at it for longer. Some people may not been at it for as long as you have been, but that was just a time for them to get the, you know, get that particular blessing. And so you have to stay the course. So what I invite you to do when it comes to social media is to kind of take breaks, you know, use it for what you need it for. You know, try not to stay on there for too long. Just, you know, scroll through and kind of just keep it moving, right? But yeah, social media, there is a very, is a gift and a curse. So I'll talk about that a little later when I get into how to forgive yourself and different challenges that you can give yourself to do that. So moving on, I also want to talk about why we feel so guilty. Like, there's the plague of guilt for complaining, and you know, sometimes that goes into having self-pity for yourself. And you know, you have to kind of tread the waters lightly when you tell people about how you feel about your life, because a lot of people say, oh, it could be worse. True, it could be worse, but you're human, you feel the way you feel right now. So you feel guilty because you don't want to feel like you're ungrateful for what you have. You don't want to feel so bad, and you don't want to dwell in the feeling of rejection, because I think that's like the biggest thing, is feeling rejected when you don't get promoted, when you don't get chosen in love, when you don't, you know, when you get these rejections from different people. If you're an entrepreneur and you want to partner with somebody, someone says, you know, no thank you. You know, that those are different forms of rejection. But you also have to shift your thinking, which is something that I had to do, and look at it as a not right now. Or, you know, how people say rejection is God's protection. So that's kind of how, like, I had to shift my thinking from, oh, you know, I'm just not good enough, to, all right, you know what, maybe this is a good thing. Maybe I'm better off without this person in my life, or without, you know, partnering with this person or this business. And so that would take away a lot of the guilt. It would definitely take away the self-pity. Sometimes I know when you, I always tell my friends, like, right now I'm in like limbo when it comes to my life. Like, I know I don't want to live in New York forever, but I don't know what move to make yet. The next move yet to make, because I don't know what city I want to go to next. And so for me this year, I could say it was earlier this year, it was like the feeling of being trapped. Like I said, I was in a job for 5 years. I wasn't moving up. You know, I was going through the same thing when it comes to love and dating and all, you know, all of this stuff. And then, you know, the business, up down, it was kind of like the same thing. Like, it hit like a plateau, everything. And so sometimes you can feel trapped and you don't know what to do next, especially when you're trying to make that next move and everything you do is not working. Like I said earlier, shift your thinking of rejection is God's protection, or this is the season that I'm in now, or I have to just accept this and try to find the silver lining in this dark moment. Then that takes away the self-pity. I can almost guarantee you it takes away. If you truly shift your mind, if you 100% shift your mindset to, you know, finding that silver lining and taking advantage of it, it will absolutely take away the self-pity and the guilt you have for feeling that way in the first place. So overcoming all of this, like, I just moving forward, you can also overcome that guilt and that feeling of self-pity and, you know, just feeling trapped and rejected by, like I said, focusing on the positive. So that's like the silver lining in every situation. So I'll give you an example. Although I was overlooked for promotions, I was able to come up with ideas at my job that would prepare me for like a management position. So I went to my now director, and I came up with an idea, and I took the lead on that project. And so now that the project has been successful, I now have skill set and a reference where I can say, yes, I developed the process for this project. I developed the project and I developed the process, and this is how it was effective, and these are the numbers showing how it was effective and how it benefited the entire department, which ultimately benefited the company. That is a way of kind of like taking advantage of the silver lining in a dark moment, quote unquote dark moment. And that is how you have to do things when it comes to the seasons that you're in that you don't particularly want to be in, because you can't push time forward and you can't go back. So you're kind of just like, okay, I'm here, I have to take advantage, I have to make the best of it. So that's how you can focus on the positive in the situation that you're in right now. You can also reinvent your life. And so what I mean by that is, whatever you don't like about your life now, where do you want to be and what's the next step that you can take to get there? But how can you get there? I guess I can say in like a more non-traditional way, or, you know, a way to kind of think outside of the box to get there. So I guess an example personally for me would be when I felt like I wasn't good enough in competing with my business. Like, it was very difficult to get it off the ground. And so what I did, I did this actually a few years ago, because I was having a difficult time. One was getting quality photos and video for my brand to kind of market it out there. This was a way that I could benefit professionally and personally. And I always wanted to do something like have a hobby or something that would kind of be like cheap therapy. And so I decided to do photography and film. And that is something that I do now as a hobby, but it also benefits me professionally. So that was a way I kind of reinvent the wheel of my business, of my life. And now that's like a creative outlet for me. I guess another way would be like learning new languages. And that's something also that I started doing. I started learning French earlier this year. And that also benefits me professionally and personally. So yeah, find ways to just kind of like reinvent your life. I also started yoga, meditation, and working on the yoga certification, instructor certification. So really just kind of think about ways that you can kind of turn your life around without trying to push time forward. And that takes a lot of, I think, for me also took spiritual searching within and searching within myself. So that was like a spiritual journey as well. Look outside the box for healing. And so, like I said, I do yoga, I do meditation. But also, when you think outside the box, people do like very traditional things like pray, which is fine. They also do other traditional things like, you know, go to church, fellowship. They, you know, maybe even go to a therapist. But also, when you give back, that's a way to make yourself feel better. That's a way to be. It definitely shows you another perspective of life. So volunteering to maybe help like the homeless or some shelter, or, you know, tutoring or something, whatever it is, it's a way to kind of appreciate where you are in your season, how grateful you should be, and you're giving back. You're inspiring someone, you're motivating someone, you're changing someone's life in a way that you probably don't even could ever imagine, to be honest with you. And so look outside the box for healing. Like, volunteering is a good way. A lot of people travel. I like to travel. A lot of people just go out in nature, and you know, just being among other people is another way. So yeah, think about that. Look for ways outside of the box for healing. Also, don't depend on your friends and family to help heal you. Sometimes people are going through their own things, but I'm not saying don't talk to your friends and family about it, but I wouldn't solely depend on that. Earlier this year, I actually started therapy. I did a lot of things in 2017, guys, a lot of things. So I started therapy, and it was actually one of the best decisions I ever made in my life. And it was the thing that got me through you know, this situation that I was going through in my love life, the situation with work, career, and money. And it was really one of the best things. I really invite people to go try, find a therapist. And especially if you have like insurance, and I would definitely highly recommend you to use that part of your insurance to look for a therapist. I know sometimes people feel like it's kind of like a stigma in our community, in the Black community, where people say, no, you're telling people your business or what have you, but it's not. It really is a good thing. And I also say that too is because that person is impartial. Like sometimes your friends and family could be a bit biased because they are your friends and family. Even when they're being honest with you, sometimes they tend to hold back, you know, and a therapist won't. You know, a therapist, you know, they don't know you. They're impartial to your life. It's like, you know, basically having fresh eyes on your situation that you're in. Now I kind of just want to talk about how can you forgive yourself? Like, what does that process look like? There's no formula to it. I guess that's the good news. I guess it's the good news that there is no formula to it. There is no time frame for it, although I would say don't take a whole lot of time doing it, because things happen in life, like life continues to roll and keeps going. So that process may be different for every person. You never know. I would say the thing that I did a mental makeover. So basically that was shifting my thinking, just thinking more positive, focusing on positive outlook, and doing that a day at a time, because it's hard to do that when you've been experiencing one bad thing after the other, and so you're almost conditioned to be pessimistic, to be honest with you. You have to really take it one day at a time to learn how to focus on the positive. So for what I did, for every negative thing that I thought about a situation, I also thought about the positive. And so eventually, they say in 21 days you create a habit. So eventually, over time, definitely by 21 days, I was thinking more positive than I was negative about a situation, no matter how small, no matter how big it was. And so that is what a mental makeover looks like. It's really shifting your thinking from the negative to the positive, but it's a process in doing that, and you have to want to do that. And also you have to clear your subconscious mind, and that is the most difficult, because things that lie in your subconscious mind are very, very difficult to clear. And the way I was able to clear that was through meditation and therapy. And so I really, really, really invite you to really think about, like I said, going to therapy, think about meditation and other ways to kind of like unblock the negative energy that's in your subconscious mind. It's like a lot of books and videos about it, so you can also research that way as well. Go on a social media fast. Go on a social media fast. I did it for like a weekend, so I can't stay away from social media too long because I have a business social media account. So usually I focus on the business account, because most of the people that I follow on there are other entrepreneurs. They're not like personal. So rarely on that account do I see people, you know, like in love and like couples and stuff like that. But what I do see are people who are thriving in their business. And so still I had to take a fast from that as well, because you, like I said earlier, you tend to compare. That person's business is doing well, and my business is here. It's been here for quite some time, like in the same place. So go on a social media fast. I would say at least 2 days. 2 to 3 days is like good. But if you need to build your way up to that, then it's always good to not even look at social media for like 4 hours, and then turn that 4 hours into like 8 hours, and then like a full day, and then maybe like another day. And so you'll be surprised at how refreshing that is, how you can clear your mind from what other people are doing. Also, I grew up in the 90s, so I grew up before all of this Instagram and Facebook and everything came along. And so back then, for those of us who grew up in the 90s, and us 80s babies, you know that the only form of communication that you had back then was to actually talk to somebody. So I would invite you, when you're on that social media fast, to get out and have conversations with people, even if it's just strangers. Like, I live in New York, and so talking to strangers is like no, you know, unusual thing for people here. So but it was the most refreshing thing ever. And the last way I would say to incorporate into forgiving yourself, the process of forgiving yourself, it's the holidays. This is like a special one because this is the holidays. This can be very, very rough because this is when all of your friends and family get together and everyone's talking about all of their accomplishments. Everyone's talking about, oh, you know, everyone's asking you questions about what's going on in your life and XYZ. And then, you know, oh, well, your cousin just started doing this and this happened for this person and you have nothing to say. So this is a very good one for the holidays. Don't go home. Like, I know this sounds bad, but a lot of people, I was looking at actually a news report where people, especially single people, aren't going home for the holidays. They instead plan trips to go elsewhere or stay home and start their own traditions. And so if that's something, that's an option that you have, you should consider it. Just not going home, and you can avoid all of that altogether. If you have to go home, then you have to go back to what I said earlier. You have to focus on the positive and share that with people. and then if you have an open family, maybe this is the time where you can share your difficulties and your hardships. So it really depends on the person and, you know, the type of family that you have. And so, yeah, I just wanted to like share this with you guys. Like, I know a lot of times at the end of the year, we kind of reflect back and like, oh, you know, I was so unaccomplished. Why did I make these decisions? I feel so bad. Like, look what has happened. I kind of feel like I took a step back. In reality, you didn't. You made a decision. It didn't turn out the way you wanted it to. It's fine. It's fine. The world won't end. It's a part of life. It's a part of evolving as a person. It's a part of trial and error. No matter what aspect of your life, it really is a normal thing. And I can almost guarantee you, that in the future, you're going to do it again. And you're going to do it again. So it's just part of evolution, really. The greatest thing is to make sure that you learn from it, because where people don't evolve is when they don't learn from the mistakes that they make or the decisions that they make, or they didn't gain any lessons from the situations that they were in. And what happens is that you go back and do the exact same thing. And so you really have to step back and say, how did I contribute to this? Be accountable for it. And then really try to find the lesson you needed to learn and apply that to the next situation going forward so you can improve. So thank you guys for tuning in. I just wanted to give just a brief blurb on that and just to let you know and encourage you, like, you're doing fine. It's okay. This is the perfect time to kind of plan for the next step in your life and the next phase in your life until the universe or God says, okay, it's time for you to go to this next season. Just try to see what you can take advantage of right now in the space that you're in the time frame that you're in, and prepare for the next season, prepare for the new year, prepare for a new you, and actually stick to your guns. Forgive yourself for all of this, the decisions that you made. You're not ungrateful. You are good enough. It's going to happen. Whatever it is that you want is going to happen. It's just going to happen at the time that it should happen. And so in the meantime, what you can do is take advantage of the silver lining. Always take advantage of the silver lining, and always take advantage of opportunities that can better yourself, that can improve yourself, and that can, you know, keep you going forward and shift your thinking. Like, shift your thinking from negative to positive energy, and you should be fine. So yeah, don't dwell in it. Forgive yourself. And thank you guys for tuning in to episode 4 of Oasis Wellness Lab podcast. I have a lot of great things for next year. So I invite you guys to please share this podcast with your friends, with your family, subscribe. We're on Instagram under my, well, it's under my personal account right now. So that's going to soon change. And that's Adrina L, A-D as in dog, R-I-N-A-E-L-L-E. And we're on Facebook under Oasis Wellness Lab. So yes, you guys join, subscribe, and I will talk to you guys in the new year.